Good morning, dudes. Let's talk quarantine. So if you've listened to either my trailer or my first episode, I mentioned I'm from New York, so I'm in the hub of it all, which has been really, really interesting. I'm not directly in the city, I'm outside of the city, but my town has been pretty much shut down. And as soon as it gets nice out here, the beaches are usually flooded and the boardwalk is crowded, and our boardwalk was shut down for a while. Our beach is limited to residents only, which I will say has kept it busy enough, but they have had to shut down some beaches day by day when it gets too busy. It's really interesting seeing how my community came together and tried their best to support the local businesses, but still social distance and keep themselves safe. It's June 10th and restaurants are opening outdoor seating, which is really, really exciting. I know, especially for my area of town, there's a ton of bars and restaurants that could really, really use this business right now. Now, I've mentioned I have a short attention span, and that really, really showed during quarantine, because I picked up hobbies left and right. I started embroidering old shirts, tank tops, whatever I could find, really, and with no direction, I just kind of went for it, which was really fun. I repurposed a lot of things, but that lasted a short while. I moved on to cooking, which I've always liked doing. I've liked baking more just because I have such a sweet tooth, but I started experimenting with tofu recipes and fun things that normally, as someone who's not vegetarian or vegan, I would totally diss and say I'm not eating that. But I really did discover some cool things and introduced tofu and fun new recipes to some of my friends. But I think one of the most productive things I did during quarantine was a 30-day yoga journey. It was my sister's idea. She's 4 years older than me. She lives in Connecticut. And she encouraged me to do this with her. And thank goodness, because I don't have the motivation enough to do it every day on my own. She would text me in the morning, say, get up, do yoga, and we would do it at the same time. I use this YouTuber, Yoga with Adrienne. If you've heard of her or used her, you know she's awesome. I really enjoyed all of her classes, and I just learned a lot from her. But one of the most important things I think I learned was to spend some time for myself. She really encouraged that by being there and by pressing play, I had set aside time for myself, and I never really thought of that. I guess my days go on, especially when I have class and I'm at school. Everything just kind of passes. You let the day go on as you stress about this and that. And you don't really spend time for yourself. You don't set aside a couple minutes just to breathe or to do something that you like, because you're so caught up in trying to help other people or entertain. And I think I really, really want to encourage you guys to spend time for yourself. Whether it be reading or watching your favorite show, watching a movie, napping, self-care, do your face mask, do your nails. I want to encourage you all to do that, even if it's just for a short period of time, because I think we all live really, really stressful lives, and no matter how hard we try to pretend or try to mask that, there are days or weeks or months where we're plagued with the stress of trying to be our best, to impress people, to help others, to achieve our greatest, and we don't spend time for ourselves. I want to encourage you guys to set intentions. And I know not everyone knows what that is, but basically it's speaking into existence what you want to accomplish. It's an act of stating and starting your journey. And by doing that, it really allows you to see what you need in life and what you want and what you're trying to accomplish. And it can be something as small as, I want to make sure I drink a couple cups of water every day, just because you know you're supposed to. And sometimes that's all you need for the day, or all you need to set for the week. That's your intention. Or it can be something as big as, I want to learn to love myself. And there are hard things that people don't address, and it's, you don't want to say it out loud because you're not sure about what you want, or you're embarrassed, or whatever it is. But by addressing these things, you start your journey on reaching your goal. And if spending time for yourself is you listening to this podcast, great, that's awesome. Spend time sipping your coffee or tea or whatever it is, and just listen and relax. Feel free to reach out if you want more information. I can expand more on setting intentions, but I plan to, in further episodes, help you come up with intentions and focus on yourself. Until next time, I will talk to you soon. Set your intention, love yourself, and enjoy.